I'll say this. It's a good thing we've got the radar nowadays and the rapid method of notification to the public with our CCO tornado service, because this is the one sure way to escape injury or possible death in a tornado, is to learn that it's coming. The people who do get injured and hurt and even killed are those who have no warning. And apparently an awful lot of warning was given tonight, because we sure know a lot of folks are in the basement right now.
St. Louis Park reporting in that it's calming there, hardly any wind at all.
All right, very good.
Arv Johnson here from WCCO Radio
Dick,
News.
Dick, we've had many, many calls, more than we can handle, where meetings are, especially where children are involved, that they're keeping the children in the buildings and not letting them out. I think we should reassure people that this certainly is happening throughout the area.
Very good.
Okay. Very good, Arvid.
There are probably lots of situations where this is occurring, where people are out and other people don't know where they are and trying to contact and so on.
I dare say, yes. We had intended to bring you quite a few things tonight, which we'll probably have to forego because of our continuing tornado coverage here. There was to be a special report from Arv Johnson there on the highlights of the legislature activity today on daylight saving time, which was an hour ago, and we skipped that.
The ruckus over daylight time seems rather small.
Yes, it does at the moment. We also had some specials that we were going to run on a little on-the-go show that we'll put back until perhaps tomorrow, like the fishing outlook for Wisconsin. Fishing season opens this weekend.
Yes.
Had a special from Randy that we'll have on tomorrow.
Went through here.
You saw it?
Yeah, I couldn't see it. It just got dark, and it hit just real suddenly. I was looking out, and it got funny and dark, and it just hit.
Where are you?
I'm on 50th and Aldridge North.
50th and Aldridge North.
Yeah.
Do you see damage?
Oh, yes, there is awnings and windows broken, and I've got three big evergreens on my yard here, and they're all uprooted. Even our lawn fence is picked up and broken.
So it looked to you like it was a funnel which did touch the ground.
It must have been something that touched the ground here. It hit just real fast. It started blowing down, but we ran for the basement, and it hit in about a second, and it hit.
When did you say this happened?
About 6 minutes ago.
6 minutes ago.
About
50th and Aldridge is where? Is that in Columbia Heights?
No, it's still in Minneapolis.
You're still in Minneapolis?
That's Minneapolis.
I see. Well, this must be the one that the folks from the Midway area reported. We're just trying to keep tabs on it. It's gone now, though. That's
right. It's gone now. It's almost still now. It's right north of Camden.
Right north of Camden, that North Minneapolis.
North Minneapolis, right north of Camden.
I'd put it actually almost in the next suburb, which is Brooklyn Center there, but
right.
You can't see it touching the ground or anything.
No, we couldn't see nothing. It just hit real fast. I looked up and we went for the basement because it looked kind of dark.
Right.
Your house stand up?
Well, the roof is all off and the windows are broke here, and all the roofs are off in the whole neighborhood.
You mean
here.
The roofs are off or,
the
shingles?
Roofing. The shingles.
The shingles are off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're laying insulation around it from some places. It's torn into the roofs from some places. I don't know where it's come from.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But windows are broke and doors are tore off. And
well, we appreciate your calling us.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Actually, there's not much sense in differentiating between an actual funnel and a high windstorm because they both cause damage.
They sure do.
And I'm sure that we have had a few people reporting funnels tonight, which were actually nothing more than severe squall lines. They can be equally damaging, that's for sure. But we know that we had an awful number of funnels, just like a nest of them that streaked in and out of the skies at will all evening and perhaps still around, although the activity's dying down now.
Has it dissipated now?
Okay. Apparently, this heavy wind that we've been speaking of, we've had two calls from Columbia Heights, one from Fridley, now one from North Minneapolis that you just heard. Apparently, there is wind and turbulence now, not necessarily funnels, but severe activity right now in the vicinity of Highway 65 and 100 on the north end of the Twin City, north central section of the Twin City area.
Report from New Brighton indicates that about 3 or 4 minutes ago that the...
That would be it, 65 and 100.
Went through that area.
So those folks, stay alert and stay close to cover, if not undercover.
Here you are, Dick.
All right. The Weather Bureau radar at 8:45, that's about 13 minutes ago, shows a broken line of thunderstorms now, many of which are heavy, extending from northwest of Duluth, southward over the Twin Cities, and then southwestward to the Iowa border. Average width of this line is about 30 to 40 miles, moving very slowly eastward. No hook echoes are apparent on radar at present, indicating some lessening of activity. However, all counties surrounding the Twin Cities should still remain alert to possible severe thunderstorms or possible additional tornado activity until further notice. That's good and bad news, in a way. At least the hooks, the little telltale giveaway of a possible funnel, are off of the radar screen at the moment, but there's still a long string of severe thunderstorms stretching through the Twin Cities, both north and south.
Dick, I have a gentleman on the line who is in South Minneapolis who can see, has a vantage point that he can see in the north. There is a funnel still over in that area. What area of the city do you think it might be?
It is in the New Brighton area.
That's the one we just had a report passing through the New Brighton area.
Yes, sir, and there is also another finger hanging down that is further east of the Big Finger.
East of New Brighton.
Yes, sir.
Could be more than one. Yes.
There looks like two fingers hanging down.
Very good. Thank you for that report.
My pleasure.
You betcha. Well, we got to keep our eye on that one, and people should remain advised. North and northwest of the Twin Cities, we have either funnels and/or turbulence moving that way and in that vicinity. And now Rob Brown tells me that there's reports of ground damage coming in already from North Minneapolis and the suburbs directly north of Minneapolis. Our last report about 2 to 3 minutes ago said in the vicinity of Highway 65 and 100, moving northeastward at that time. That would be such locations as Fridley and Arden Hills, at least close to those areas.
We have a gentleman at 152, Highway 100, that's the Beltline and Highway 52.
Right.
And he was watching a funnel.
Robbinsdale.
That's right, Robbinsdale area. A funnel forming which was going toward the Coon Rapids area?
That's right.
And do you see it now?
No, we saw it about 2 minutes ago.
What did it do? Dissipate into the air or what?
No, it stuck straight down.
Down?
Mm-hmm.
You mean did it look like it was touching the ground in that area?
Well, it wasn't quite that far down, but there was a dark, like a finger hanging out, and from the finger there was another cloud that was extend downward, say about halfway between the cloud and the ground.
That must be the same one that this fellow on the south saw.
Like a large funnel and a small funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Side by side, more or less.
Right.
Neither one were touching the ground?
No.
You can't still see it?
Just a minute.
All right.
No, I can't right now.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it pinpointed more or less in the vicinity of Fridley, Columbia Heights, Brooklyn Center.
In times like
far
this,
over as Arden Hills,
where there's turbulence present in the sky, it's sometimes difficult to tell a tornado from other signs of turbulence. And Bob Tibbetts, I'm sure, who's seen some funnel clouds in his times. What is the difference, Bob?
Well, Charlie, a funnel cloud remains in the air. It does not touch ground. This is a big difference. I mean, people will call in and say, I spotted a tornado.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is not a tornado until it touches ground.
I see. That's the difference.
Right. And I thought maybe we better make this clear.
Very good, because we're getting a lot of reports of funnel clouds and turbulence and not actual tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. We frequently, you know, twisters, tails, the circular formation of the funnel can move without any damage all through the sky, and frequently do.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, they spend most of their time without touching ground. Did you know that? The only damage from tornadoes is when they do swing down, and that's just a kind of a phenomenon of the crowd. There are frequently misinterpretations of funnel clouds, though, by people who see this bubbly wind turbulence in a cloud that is not actually the existence of a funnel, and those are the ones that are just heavy turbulence and can develop into twisters, but seldom do. Just repeating that information from the Weather Bureau about the long line, broken line of thunderstorms, which some of them are heavy, extending all the way from Duluth through the Twin Cities into Iowa at the moment.
Do you see anything now?
This coverage is coming to you from the good neighbor to the northwest with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul, 830 on your radio dial. This is WCCO. It's 2 minutes past nine, and I haven't the slightest idea what the temperature is. All I know is that there's a lot of trouble around. What?
We'll get that in a moment, I'm sure.
Yes.
There must be someone else here.
The good news that... Where? Where?
No, oh, no, you mean, I just had a report from the north side that they saw this funnel cloud developing and is now breaking up, turning dark, and sort of getting calm.
Very good. Well, we've sure got a lot of reporters tonight, I'll tell you that, and they've all been pretty accurate.
Yes, they have.
I'm very surprised. At any rate, back to that little warning from the Weather Bureau, there is some good news in it, too, in that the Twin City Weather Bureau radar shows no hook echoes at the moment. That may be an unfamiliar term to you, but that's the little telltale warning sign on a radar screen that indicates the presence of a tornado funnel. No hook echoes are apparent at the moment. However, the Weather Bureau says all counties surrounding the Twin Cities should still remain alert to the possible severe thunderstorm or possible additional tornado activity until further notice. You'd think we've had enough for the moment, but no call off as yet, because this sweep apparently came from the west and southwest right through the Twin Cities area and is still possibly heading into and towards Wisconsin and the counties immediately north of Minneapolis-St. Cloud. We've had no further word on the possible tornado in the vicinity of Clearwater, southeast of the Twin City, or rather southeast of St. Cloud. That was just a warning of a possible tornado in that vicinity. And we had nothing further from Brainerd yet regarding the heavy hail and rain that was moving into the Brainerd area about an hour ago. It's almost 5 minutes past nine, Central Standard Time, 10:05 in Wisconsin. We told you that an awful lot of folks have called in who have had children in groups tonight with them, you know, on various projects, like fifth grade, sixth grade groups that are out on special projects, or perhaps Cub Scouts, Boy Scout meetings, things like that. And innumerable calls have come in to tell parents that the kids are all right and being safely kept under cover by whoever's in charge of the group, so many that we haven't had a chance to put but one or two of them on the air. So don't worry, everything's fine so far with all these folks that have called in, and as we said, we've had hundreds of calls. Just a quick re-glance at what we do know at the moment as far as wind damage. The areas that seem to have the worst of it at the moment appear to be Coon Rapids, the fringes of Anoka, the Minnetonka area, including Mound, and some of the lake areas around there. And then just recently, immediately north of Minneapolis, in the Columbia Heights, Fridley, Brooklyn Center area, some ground damage reports have come in from there.
And, Dick, ground damage reports are growing now on our telephones here, and we can only say to the people north of the Twin Cities, northeast, northwest, and north of the Twin Cities to keep tuned and to take the precautionary measures that you'd want to take at this time. We don't know the full picture now. We're going as fast as we can.
I dare say that those areas that are already under cover and should remain there are such communities as Blaine Village, Sutterville, East Bethel, Coon Lake, Forest Lake, Chisago City, Lionel Lake, Circle Pines, Lexington, those places, Lindstrom, Center City, Taylor's Falls, perhaps Scandia, because severe weather warnings continue in effect in all the way up as far as Hinckley, as a matter of fact, because Pine County is included, Isanti County, and some counties in Wisconsin. We have no reports of any severe activity in Wisconsin as yet. Burnett, Polk, and St. Croix counties were all included in the original Twin City weather warning. Now, these tornadoes that have done all the damage around the Twin City area at the moment are at least not seen anywhere, and it's quite possible that this late in the evening, with the cooling of the air, that they will go back into their severe low-pressure center and stay there. It's much, much more unusual for a tornado to touch ground after dark than it is before dark. Weather Bureau people are not exactly why this is the case, but over the years it's been proven historically proven that only about 10% of all tornadoes occur during dark hours, and very few occur in the so-called early morning hours, which would be from midnight until 4 or 5 in the morning. They do occur sometimes in those weird hours, but very, very seldom. They call that extremely rare. We're now, the longer we go without any further damage, the better off we are, because once you get past sundown and deeper into the dark hours, the less chance you have for tornado funnels touching ground.
You remember we had a call from a gentleman in Washington County, and we have this gentleman on the line again.
And here I just got that out of my mouth about danger lessening, and we have a report right now from Shoreview about a funnel on the ground moving east from Shoreview. Go ahead, though, Charlie. With
where are you right
there now?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes,
would you give us your
low ways? We're about 3 miles east, west of Lake Elmo, and about 2 miles south of 36. And I can look up in the sky and see two funnels now. One looks like it's over Stillwater in that that direction.
Over the St. Croix area.
Right, and it's raining. Starting to rain. It's getting very heavy in the wind.
These are two side-by-side, are they?
Yes.
Gee, I wonder if that's the same two that have been reported north of the Midway area.
Now the rain. You can probably hear the rain come down now. It's blowing like mad here now.
And you're just in the vicinity of Lake Elmo. That's east of St. Paul.
Right.
Okay, and these funnels, of course, are far enough away from you that you're safe.
About a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Okay, you can still see them, can you? When it
yes.
Lights up? Do they appear to be touching the ground?
No, they've not.
Okay, that would be in the immediate vicinity of Stillwater. Now, this is the first report, sir, we've had of these, so I certainly appreciate for your call.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You
betcha. I have another report here. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, where are you?
Yeah, I'm in St. Anthony, and I was trying to get hold of you for about 10 minutes. We did see that one funnel headed in a northeasterly direction, I'd say towards Forest Lake.
Did you see a touchdown?
It was a big one, and it ran from the cloud line right to the ground. And this was, I would say, 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago?
Yeah, and we kept it in sight for quite a while, but I couldn't get through.
I see. Okay. Thank you, sir, for calling.
You bet.
Maybe we ought to kind of clear some of these lines, because if we still have funnels around, we want to hear from the people who can actually see them and not necessarily damage reports.
If you can't get us on Federal 99111, try our Federal 21202 number. We'll try to pick up that one.
Thank you. Federal 99111, if you can actually see a funnel. Now, our latest indication of trouble spots is now Stillwater. And or Forest Lake, perhaps two different locations. You heard those last two phone calls. Now, the Forest Lake report was 10 minutes old. Not necessarily in Forest Lake, but headed in that general direction.
Here's a fellow north of St. Anthony who spots one. It's pretty close to the ground, you say?
Yes, it's pretty close to the ground. It's going north, north-northeast out here.
Uh-huh.
And it looks pretty menacing out here. I don't know. There doesn't look like any damage except a few sods or something like that. Looks pretty good, though. But it is traveling pretty fast out here.
Very good. Thank you for that report.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone in Stillwater who can reach us on the phone, Federal 99111, call and collect. If you can actually see the storm in progress. Because we want to keep these larger populated areas informed as quickly as possible. The Forest Lake area, that holds true for that region, too. Those are the only two definite areas we have in view, under report at the moment.
How long ago?
The downtown Dayton store in Minneapolis has announced that their store will remain open until the storm subsides. Apparently, is it still raining, Jurgen, in the downtown Minneapolis area? Has it been raining all through this, or is it off and on? Now, I haven't even stepped out of this room yet, so the reason I ask you that. Did you drive down this evening?
Yes, I drove down, it was raining heavily. I came in from the Nokomis area, and there was a good steady rain coming down, with lightning flashing all the way in, and as I came into the station about 50 minutes ago, the rain was still coming down quite heavily in the downtown Minneapolis area where we're operating right now.
About an hour ago, apparently one, maybe two funnels went right over the Nokomis area.
Did
you see anything?
No, I didn't. I was, when I heard your report here, I stepped out and was watching, but I didn't see them. It was quite dark.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything, Dick, although I heard your report that it had passed over the lake.
Right. It's difficult, of course, unless you have a clear vantage, you know, no trees, no buildings in your way.
Yes.
To actually see these possible clouds, because you have to catch it when it's illuminated in the sky, I suppose.
We heard about the terrible damage of airplanes at Anoka from Sherm Schultz, and
uh-huh.
Report now from Flying Cloud. And you say you have good news to report. Can you give us that report?
Yes, sir. That is affirmative. We have good news to report. There is no damage for the pilots who have aircraft on the field.
At Flying Cloud?
None whatsoever, and the storm seemed to be over.
Are you calling now from the airport there?
That's right. Sitting right here on the field.
You apparently had a real good vantage point, unless you got down in a hole there. Could you see any of that stuff as it came by?
Well, we watched tornadoes go to the west and over the top of us and to the north, and we were sitting here hoping, but nothing happened. Hoping that they'd continue to go,
mm-hmm.
and they did. No damage at all.
They just skipped right by you.
That's right.
Have you ever seen that many before?
No. We can't believe it.
Do you work there at the airport?
That's right.
Your name is?
Larry Dowd from
Nelson Ryan.
You're
Nelson Ryan?
Yes.
I dare say from that location, you've seen a lot of weather go by, huh?
You bet. Yeah.
And what was your grand total count there, at least three?
Well, just a minute.
Kind of like counting ducks, I guess. This is very weird. It just doesn't happen like this most of the time.
That's for sure. We those of us sitting here have seen about five or six go by.
Five or six this evening?
That's right.
Amazing.
We first noted that one that hit the Chanhassen area.
Mm-hmm.
about 5 or 10 after 6 out to the west of us here.
Okay.
We also noted that it went across some power lines out here and left or made very large bright sparks on the horizon, and then the power went out around here.
Yeah, looks like firecrackers going off on the horizon.
That's right.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Five or six tornadoes they saw go by as they sat on the bluff there at Flying Cloud Airport.
Lady reported Highway 55, Olson Highway, International Paper Company out there in Douglas Drive, windows blown out, and a little bit of damage there.
Uh-huh.
I have Jim Borman.
Jim Hill.
Jim Hill is on the line again. Jim Hill, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm sure watching this weather and listening to you fellas, but there's a if you could see to the south of the Twin Cities, you know we live near Southdale.
Yes.
And the tremendous pyrotechnics are building up out there now. It's lightning like crazy, and thunderheads are building up and moving this way.
We had a report of some turbulence just a few moments ago at near Southtown. That's in Bloomington.
Yes.
Right.
That's not too far from here.
Near the Met Stadium area.
Uh-huh. But this is straight south of us, which would be south and a bit west of the Southtown area, but the sky is practically lit up continuously. Where half an hour ago all the pyrotechnics was to the north of Minneapolis, the Twin City area, now it's beginning to build up again in the south.
Jim, apparently we've got someone on the phone from Stillwater now who's watching these two funnels.
Okay.
Hang on just a moment. Charlie, can you get that particular party on?
Hello? Hello?
Must be on the other phone. On federal, yes.
Here we have the call from Stillwater. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we're waiting for your report.
Yeah. I just a few seconds ago noticed out of the window here.
Are you in Stillwater, by the way?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And this dark, deep, dark funnel-shaped thing, and its tail of it's close to the ground.
Are you in Stillwater proper?
No, just on the outskirts, a little south east of Stillwater.
Are you looking toward the St. Croix River now?
Right.
And where's the funnel? Is it over Stillwater or across the river?
Across the river.
That would be. Would you say it was over Houlton?
No, not quite.
South, north of there?
I'd say a little north.
A little north of Houlton, but it's definitely across the St. Croix in
right.
Wisconsin.
Right.
Okay.
And she's. Wait, just a minute.
All right.
I don't know if I can see it right now or not, but I got the kids down in the basement and
uh-huh.
wife down there.
All right, keep them down there.
You betcha.
Yeah. I'm still just picking it out on the map here. If it's across the river from Stillwater, it would be a little north of Houlton, and there's no immediate large towns. There are obviously river places or homes along the river there that are in possible jeopardy.
Well, we haven't heard any. I think this is the first sight of anything this way.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, it very well could be the one that we've more or less tracked from calls in the Midway and St. Paul and Lake Elmo and now you.
We've been listening, but so many, we've got them all mixed up.
It's difficult to keep them straight. I know what
right.
you mean. You still can't tell whether she's touching ground or not.
Well, it was just a few seconds ago, and I lost sight of it here. Maybe I can get a different angle if I look out a different window.
All right.
Couldn't stay on the phone, but it seemed... Well, it's hard to judge the distance, but she seemed a little... Not actually on the ground.
Not actually on the ground.
No.
Okay, well, we'd appreciate any further definite information you get on it. Thank you, sir,
you
for calling.
You. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
That gentleman calling from Stillwater and watching the funnels that we have seen been reported all the way across Minnesota, crossing the river right there at Stillwater, and now I dare say that such communities as Somerset, Marina on the St. Croix may keep their eyes open and their ears peeled for the possible wind damage that could come their way, although at the moment there's not any large dwelling areas of any time right in the immediate area of the funnel. Just north of Houlton, Wisconsin, across the St. Croix from Stillwater, where the funnels were last seen.
Oh, good.
You know that...
We still have this gentleman on that was in Washington County, right? No. Where are you? Hello? Hello? I've lost him.
We have this report from Burnsville Police just in. Suburban Burnsville Police are urging residents to stay in their basements because now severe lightning is seen in the area. At least one house in Burnsville has been hit and is burning.
Yeah. Oh, this
Burnsville
is Jim,
Police. You still have Jim on the phone? I didn't mean to leave him hanging.
Yeah, Jim is still on the phone here. I'm sorry, Jim, to keep you hanging there.
Well, no, that's all right, but a while ago we had this report from the Weather Bureau that the Le Sueur area, Le Sueur County, was still in this tornado area. And it would appear now that area is moving toward the city because of the tremendous lightning and thundering and the thunder clouds which are building up to the south of the Twin Cities.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Jim.
Get it over with. I want to go to bed.
Okay, I don't blame you.
We'll try.
Okay, Jim, we'll talk to you
That's
later.
The same thing as the Burnsville police reporting the lightning area now, severe lightning area, away just west of that area. And they say one house has been hit and it's caught fire by the lightning.
We're still waiting to hear from Johnny Walker, who is in the Minnetonka Lake area, and get a further report of damage because
he may be
it's,
having
I'm sure,
problems.
Extensive.
He may be having problems getting a phone line.
Right, communication problems and problem on getting through on Highway 12, which was blocked with trees and live wires and damage. No, we
have no idea. Just checking some further information here that's laying in front of me in this tangle of paper, but our last radar overall picture indications indicated a broken line of thunderstorms, many of which were said to be heavy, extending from northwest of Duluth southward over the Twin Cities and then southwest to the Iowa border. Charlie, you have someone in the storm area?
Somebody over near 494, near the south town area, near the Met Stadium in Bloomington, and you say you see one forming right now?
Yes, it's, I would say, about a mile and a half west of Metropolitan Stadium.
Uh-huh.
It's right probably by Penn Avenue.
In the Penn Avenue area,
yes.
494?
Uh-huh, right by the Mann Theater.
You're sure now that it's a funnel cloud?
Well, I'm positive, but it's big, and all those clouds are forming. Yes, I've seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just kind of getting together. They're not touching down.
Well, it's low. I have to say that. I'm on low ground,
mm-hmm.
and there's obstruction in my view, but I cannot see the end of it. So I don't know. I can't judge distance.
Okay, this would put it right in Bloomington.
It would put it probably just a little south of Bloomington.
Okay, very good. Well, you say a little south. You're speaking clear out south far enough to be outside of the Bloomington limits?
No.
Sort of south of Richfield.
Richfield, right, not Bloomington, Richfield.
South of Richfield,
I'm on,
I see.
I'm on Washburn and 75th.
Yeah.
I see, okay.
It's right on the south town area.
Very good.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Gee, that's a long string of storms that stretching down there. Even in, even without tornado funnels, there's an awful lot of possibility of wind and hail damage. All the way from Duluth into Iowa, with kind of a bendy line that sweeps back through the Twin Cities. And it's about 30 to 40 miles deep, the string of broken thunderstorms.
This stuff's no good.
And moving very, very slowly, they say, towards Wisconsin. We're hoping that the stuff will dissipate as it moves. It has a tendency to do that later in the evening.
Well, thanks for calling.
This activity has been going on since about 6 o'clock this evening. I was out in the Minneapolis Loop area at that time, and it was just before the rain began there. And obviously, by that time, the severe turbulence had already built up just west of the Twin Cities and began moving into the Minnetonka area. By Minnetonka, I'm speaking of all the lake suburbs there.
West of North Carolina.
And this is the area that is curiously not in contact at the moment. We apparently have phones out of order throughout the Minnetonka area because we've had calls from police out there asking folks to stay off the road and for civil defense people to report to their jobs.
Dick, people are calling us to ask a little bit about is there any all-clear information at this time? And I just checked in WCCO Radio News Bureau. Yeah. We do not, I repeat, we do not have all-clear information at this moment. If people are listening in their basements at this time, I think we'd unofficially advise it's the best place to stay for this time. Keep listening. We'll see what happens from here on in.
Yes, the Weather Bureau has promised to lift these things as soon as possible. They're the ones that have the best means of determining whether the danger is past or not, and they have not indicated that the danger is completely past.
Yeah.
They were optimistic to the point of saying that apparently the tornadic activity is lessening, not to say that the thunderstorm activity is dying, but the hook echoes, a curious little mark that appears on a radar screen, are not in evidence at the moment. And these are frequently the dead giveaway for a tornado area.
Some of these reports coming in on funnel clouds are sometimes the separation of two cloud formations which look like a funnel and which actually are not.
Yeah.
And some of the reports over the Bloomington area might be this.
It could be. We know that we had a pretty good batch of them, though, earlier. Because some very some very experienced tornado watchers had described the funnels and were just amazed at the number of them and the rapidity with which they came sweeping by the Twin City area. Our only report of injuries comes from the mound area. Our report was from police that said, quote, several injuries in the mound area. The only report of injuries outside of that was 25 or more from the Coon Rapids Hospital, but they were extremely inaccurate, admittedly so, in their count because they said they were too busy to stop and determine exactly how many people had been injured. We're waiting for further information from those areas, and we're particularly interested now in the severe activity that may be in Wisconsin, northwest, or rather northeast of Stillwater, and possibly in the Forest Lake area of Minnesota. Also, we're particularly interested in severe activity that we know is approaching the Twin City suburbs from the southwest, from Le Sueur County, on up in as close as within eye view of Burnsville on the south. But as yet, no severe wind reported in those areas, just a pyrotechnic display of lightning and high thunderclouds.
Thunderheads and so on. That's about all. Hang on.
We've had some more reports coming in from the southern part of the city indicating that there is not funnel activity, but severe turbulence and a big thunderhead building up over that area. Over the Bloomington area, yeah.
We mentioned that there was a house hit by a lightning in Burnsville, and it was burning.
Yes.
And now the Burnsville police say there is no fire. There was a house hit by lightning, but it is not burning. They're still urging people to stay indoors until they're determined exactly what this new buildup of activity is south of the Twin Cities. We have cloud formations, but no confirmed tornado funnels in that area. And we do know that it's raining and lightning, but no mention of any severe wind at the moment. That could very well be a good old-fashioned thunderstorm. WCCO Radio's mobile unit is on its way to the Minnetonka area and into the damaged areas elsewhere to kind of do a survey, a wrap-up this evening.
We've had lots of calls saying, is the weather that severe in the Twin Cities that I should still be in my basement? And these things happen so fast, I would stay in the basement until it is completely clear. It would be very wise to stay there because out of these thunderheads, these things can dip down just like, you know, right now.
Or at least stay close to cover.
Yeah.
You've heard these people this evening who have been with their wife and kids in the basement. They've been upstairs and looking out the window.
You will hear a noise like a freight train, or like a big jet noise prior to a tornado hitting. So
there's no mistaking when one's coming. That's
exactly true.